As the bill contains only four clauses, Chair, the comments received are only in respect of clause one of the bill and clause two. There are no submissions made in respect of the last two clauses. The one comment in respect of clause one, which contains the definition of a traditional leader, the province of Gauteng proposes that the definition of traditional leader be revised in order to align it with the definition as contained in the traditional leadership and Khoisan, traditional and Khoisan Leadership Act of 2019. The other comment, which also comes from Gauteng, is to the effect that it is almost similar to the first comment I referred to, and is to the effect that there is a concern that the definition of a traditional leader used in the bill may soon be or is in relation to a definition which may soon be repealed, which would be the Traditional Leadership and Governance Framework Act. And then the last of the comments from Gauteng on the definition is to the effect that the omission of the words any person who in terms of customary law or any law holds a position of traditional leadership, the omission thereof from the definition is welcomed because it ties the position of traditional leader to the institution rather than to the individual. And to that, Chair, the response of the department is one in respect of that definition, those comments that talk to the definition. And we're saying, while we note the submission, it needs to be remembered that the Traditional and Khoisan Leadership Act has not been put into operation. And at this stage, it is not known when it will be. And the challenge with that is that the act may, since it is while it is in the statute book but it's not in operation, it may even be amended before it is put into operation. And then when that happens, then it means any other act that was amended to align the definition of traditional leader with what is contained in there will also need to be amended. And but then, because of, you know, just a few weeks ago when the committee was dealing with the traditional cause bill, the definition there was revised to not necessarily align it with what is in the Traditional and Khoisan Leadership Act, but to make it a general definition so that it would be usable against any other act of parliament. So then even if the Traditional and Leadership Framework or any other act gets amended, then with the definition just says the traditional leadership position as recognized in terms of the applicable legislation, which could be any legislation that recognizes the role of the of a traditional leadership and hence defines what a traditional leader is. although I must say from the side of the department, we don't feel strongly that this definition be revised to align it with the definition in an Act of Parliament that is not in operation as yet, and that we do not know what will be the what will happen of it eventually. Chair, that takes care of the response in respect of the proposal to revise the definition of a traditional leader. The following submissions, which run from page 2 up to page 11, are in respect of clause 2 of the bill. And all the provinces, except for the Northern Cape, the Western Cape, the Northwest, the remaining provinces made a submission in respect of this clause to propose that while the clause is supported, the bill needs to define the types of property as referred to in the bill. Which would be like marital property, house property, family property, and personal property. The province of the Free State, as well as the KZN, even went a step further to propose the definition for those types of properties, your family property, marital property, personal property, and the house property. And so all the other provinces except those that I mentioned, they propose that these terms be defined in the bill. And and to that, Chair, the response of the department is to the effect that we were very much alive to the need to define these terms. However, the definitions trying to define these terms was deliberately left out of the bill, because these terms may mean different things in different communities. And even when the bill was in the portfolio committee, there were strong submissions towards the definition of these terms. But the department is of the view that trying to define these terms in the bill without the benefit of comprehensive research and consultation, because even during the consultation stage, even with a consultation with the traditional leaders, we could not, there was not any agreement among the traditional leaders of what these terms mean. So the concern that the department has is that trying to define these terms may lead, you know, hastily, or rather in this bill, incorrect or imprecise definition because of that lack of comprehensive research and inclusivity in the consultation. Because the Department of Home Affairs is reviewing the whole marital regime in South Africa, the department was of the thinking that these terms would be better ventilated there, and so that everyone, they would benefit from, or rather the definitions would benefit from comprehensive consultation where the views of the broader citizenry is obtained. The Gauteng also mentions that the challenge is that there may not be universal definitions of the various property types across tribes. And they're saying the Department of Justice must investigate whether these customary definitions aligns with the intention of the bill. And to that we're saying, we note this, and that the department shares this view, and hence the reservations that the department has, like I mentioned in earlier, for the definitions without the benefit of comprehensive consultation. In page four page four of the document, Chair, contains the proposals, because they run up to page 11 only on the proposal to define these terms. The KwaZulu-Natal says, or rather propose that, rather it's not a definition per se, but they give example of what would be personal property. Like they say, it means movable property which can be divided into tangible and intangible form, and then they give examples there. And Free State also say family property, the Free State actually goes further in deeper in the definitions, because there they say family property should be defined as a property belonging to a family as customarily understood in a particular indigenous cultural group constituted by spouses in a customary marriage for the sole ownership, management, control, and exercise of other rights by the family consent to an extent recognized and permitted by customary practice of the cultural group of that family. And it does the same with house property and marital property and personal property, with the only change being where it says in respect of personal property, they would say as understood as constituting personal effects, or for marital property, they would say as you know, under the control and exercise and management of the house consent, you know, in respect of house property and like that. And to that we say the over and above what we have just said about the risk in trying to define these terms at this point, we're saying that the definitions suggested does not take the matter any further. Therefore, and hence, We keep saying it is necessary that there be a benefit of concise words are used in parts of the bill, and they say the consequence of choice of words may lead to ambiguity in the interpretation of the act, as well as create further uncertainties in the application of the bill. And they say in clause 2(1)(a), the usage of the word person may present interpretation problems on the nature of the marriage in question, and that this word person creates a contradiction in the act, considering that section 7 subsection 4 and 7 subsection 6 are very specific in that it is a husband in a customary marriage who can be a spouse in more than one customary marriage. And they say unless woman to woman marriages are included in polygamous marriage in the pre-recognition of customary marriages act. And they say, if so, the amendment must be clear, even though it is not clear on what grounds would a woman-to-woman marriage be included in this regard. Chair, there is no confusion with regard to the use of the word person, because even the Act itself, the Recognition of Customary Marriages Act itself, uses the word person. The Recognition of Customary Marriages Act itself uses the word person. And it is, you know, the word person there is a descriptive word and is better for understanding and for drafting purposes. And in any way, like I mentioned, it is used in the main act itself or in the actual act. And we also say that there is no debate in South Africa at this point, at least, that proposes the recognition or that seeks to suggest that the women to women marriages be covered in this act or anything. So there is no confusion as to what or who the word person refers to in the act. Still, Limpopo says family property and personal property need to be defined. I've already talked at length about the proposal to define these types of property. And the response is still the same, that comprehensive research is necessary. On page 8 of the document, Limpopo says the joint ownership, management, and control of property in pre-recognition of customary marriages act, as proposed in the bill, may create more confusion than is intended or may create uncertainties. Our response to that is that the principle was well considered by the High Court of Limpopo and the Constitutional Court in the Ram Mobi case. And the judgment is clear that there must be ownership, management, and control, you know, joint ownership, management, and control of property between spouses in order to give effect to the principle of equality. Any other action or omission to give effect to the decision of the court will be in contempt of the court, because this is what the court ordered, that this be the amendment to the Recognition of Customary Marriages Act. And we say the intention of the bill is to enable spouses to have equal remedy as provided in the judgment of the Constitutional Court, and which is for all intents and purposes the law at this point in time. And therefore, the legal position in this regard has been settled in the judgment of the Constitutional Court. Still on page 8, the proposal from, or a submission from Limpopo also says there is overlap between house property and family property, because the husband is the common denominator in a household, because the husband has joint ownership, management, and control in the property and with his wives and the family property. And to that, because it's also about the definitions of these types of property, we're saying it cannot be confirmed that there will be an overlap between the types of property until research has been done on the meaning of these each of these property types. And the meaning has to be consistent, and as it will be application. So we cannot have a situation where in Limpopo you have a definition like this, in the Free State the definition is different to what is that would be the definition in the Northwest. So hence, comprehensive and extensive and inclusive participation process, or rather participation is needed, public participation is needed in order to come to and a common understanding on the meaning of these types of property. The comments that follow on page 9, although also on the issue of the definitions, of a general nature. For example, there's the one in point F or in Roman figure F that says it would appear that family property is also made of half of the property, since according to customary law, the husband may be the main contributor and administrator of the property. But there we say the Constitutional Court has already settled this issue, like I mentioned before. So the whole of page 9, Chair, is on this issue of definitions, and our response remain the same. What's this province? Okay, it's still Limpopo. Where there's an issue, you know, more needs to be done to ensure that the issues of proprietary consequences in customary marriages are crafted carefully in order to be suitable for the marriages in question. And that clause 2 may require revision in order for the proposed amendment to provide for clear and adequate recourse concerning the proprietary regime for the pre Recognition of Customary Marriages Act, polygamous marriages. And to this, we're saying the court has already considered this issue in the case of Gumede and has settled it. And the bill places the pre-act customary marriages and the post-act customary marriages on the same footing in respect of proprietary consequences. The judgment of Gumede requires that this be the remedy. And in terms of the bill, customary marriages in which a spouse is not a partner in any other existing customary marriage will be a marriage in community of property and of profit and loss between the spouses, unless the spouses have themselves decided to enter into an antenuptial contract, which will then regulate their matrimonial property system. Also from Limpopo is a submission to say and to say to this, we're saying the bill provides that spouses have the equal rights in the property control and management of the joint property. And this is in order to prevent these inequalities that the submission refers to. Limpopo also says there is a there seems to be a disjuncture between the bill and other existing legislation, and that there is no clear link between the bill and other legislation regulating customary marriages. But the bill only amends the recognition of customary marriages. And this is the act that deals with, or the only act that deals with customary marriages. And every attempt has been made to align the bill with the judgment of the Constitutional Court and in the Ramobi and the Gumede judgments. So we do not entirely agree that there is no link between, or that there is a disjuncture between this bill and other pieces of legislation. Okay, the last submission in respect of the that goes into the into clause B of clause 2 of the bill chair, which I would also argue that it is of a general nature, although it has connotations to clause 2, and hence we included it in the actual the submissions that talk to the bill. It's from the Eastern Cape, and then it says, in the case of a family home, the estate must be calculated and divided in equal portions, and a party who wants to divorce his or her partner must be given their portion, and the said portion must be divided into equal portions for purposes of the divorce. And this arrangement must also consider the cultural adoptees. And to that, we said the division of the estate in the case of, in the event of a divorce, will be regulated by the settlement agreement between the parties themselves. And also that adopted children, including those adopted in terms of customary law, are entitled to inherit from their adoptive parents. Yeah, adopted parents. Chair, the other submissions, which are of very general nature, they talk to the proposal, well, it's on public education, that there's a need for that, and then some that the traditional leaders should be given a role to play in the registration of customary marriages, and some are to the effect that there was no consultation on the bill, which we don't agree with, because we've got records of the consultation that was undertaken when the bill was developed.
Thank you very much. I think in terms of the general comments, we as members, we have received the documents and we have looked at the department's responses. I think when I started, I just requested you to more to take us through the comments that are related to the bill. But let me thank you very much for the presentation, as well as for the explanations that the department is providing to the various comments that are made by the different provinces. Maybe I'll ask Natif, the parliamentary legal advisor, if he has any input that he would like to make. Natif?
Hi, good afternoon, Chairperson and honorable members and colleagues. Chairperson, we have had a look at the department responses even prior to this meeting. Act of 2019. Just to state, Chairperson, that as presented by my colleague from the department, that act, much as it has been passed, it has not yet come into operation. And therefore, it is currently not law that is applicable. And that the Leadership Governance Framework, the Traditional Leadership Governance Framework Act, which sought to be amended by that Khoisan Leadership Act of 2019, is therefore still the applicable law. And therefore, there would be nothing untoward with not amending the bill currently, in line with what the explanation with my colleague from the department has proffered, Chairperson. We align ourselves with that advice. As for the rest of the comments, Chairperson, we have no input at all, as we are agreeable with the presentation by the department, particularly as it relates to this bill specifically. So thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Nati. I understand the Advocate Small is also present from the Office of the Senior State Advisor. I'm not sure if you have a comment to make, Advocate Small. If not, I'll then hand over to honorable members for engagement or discussion on the matters raised. Advocate Small, do you have any comment you'd like to make? Nope. Honourable members, is there any member who would want to raise any issue?
Chair?
They're not satisfied, Chair? With comments. Yes, ma'am.
Chair? I'd just like to raise, although it's not on the comments as such, but it's in the bill itself, that the short title of the bill still refers to the year 2019. So that should be borne in mind, because it will have to change with the progress happening on the bill.
Okay. So in essence, you're saying that it does amount to an amendment?
Correct.
Yes. Okay. No, that's fine. Thank you very much. Honourable members, are you happy with the submissions? Or the responses that we've received and the explanations from the department, as well as from our legal advisor?
Yes, sir, I'm fine.
Honorable Bartlett, Honorable Bedobo, did you want to say something? I see your...
No, I'm okay, Chair. I accept.
Okay. No, it's fine then. Honorable members, in essence, it means that there will be an amendment, especially in terms of the short title of the bill. I think with regard to clause one and the definition of traditional leaders, I think we should acknowledge that in our previous version, the previous bill that we dealt with, the traditional court bill, we did look definition and we try to give it more of a general general definition. Perhaps given that we need to amend, suggest we we could perhaps remain consistent, Teresa and Nati. So that those would be the two things that would probably go into the C version of the poll, the C list. Honorable members, I think we should also note that there were many comments made by provinces which relate to marriages generally. And that we, as Teresa has also indicated, and we are also aware in our previous engagement, that the Department of Home Affairs is embarking on a process to develop a new marriage policy, which is inclusive and which would embrace equality, human dignity, and non-discrimination, and recognize cultural and religious beliefs of various communities in the country. And we will therefore ensure that these general comments that are made by provinces in relation to marriages are shared with the Department of Home Affairs. And I would imagine that also the Department of Justice should do that. And we further note that the general call made by provinces and NGOs to ensure that public education on the bill is rolled out across all provinces. The department has responded that, and I quote, that a communications initiative will be by the department once the legislation is passed. And I think as a committee, we can say that we the C list of the ball. Having said that, thank you very much, honorable members, for your participation and attendance of this meeting. And thank you to the legal teams from the department, from Parliament as well. And thank you, representatives from provincial legislatures as well, for your attendance. Thank you very much, honorable members. I'm going to declare this meeting closed. And don't forget that we have another meeting that is about to start on COPTA. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you,
Chair. I will be chairing this next meeting because it will be the select committee.
Thanks.
I propose that we take a break for 2 minutes whilst we're putting up everything in place, and at 6 o'clock sharp, we will commence with our meeting.
Honorable Dado,
honorable
members will have to join with the link that was provided by Fuad, because I would imagine the Department of COPTA would use that link. So we need to leave this meeting and join your meeting.
Is there another link provided?
Yes, there's another link provided.